让我们一起祷告。
Almighty God, our gracious, our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们全能的神，我们满有恩典、怜悯和慈爱的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for gathering all of us into thy house this evening.
我们感谢你今天晚上你聚集了我们在你的这个圣殿当中。
We thank thee, O Lord, for this blessed occasion where we can remember the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们要感谢你这充满福气的一天，因为我们能够在这一天来纪念主耶稣基督为我们而死。
Help us, O Lord, this evening to understand what it means for the Son of God and the Son of Man to die on Calvary's cross for our sins.
今天晚上求你帮助我们来了解神的儿子，他本身也是神，怎么样为我们死在十字架上。
Quieten every heart, O Lord.
求主安静我们的心。
May thy Holy Spirit be our teacher to grant us understanding and illumination this evening.
求主你的圣灵帮助我们来了解你的话语。
Be with the children who have departed for their own assembly.
求主与那些小孩已经去到他们自己的崇拜会的小孩童们呢，与他们同在。
Bless the teachers as they teach the children.
当老师教导这些孩童们的时候，求主赐福给他们。
May they impart thy truth simply, clearly, and plainly that the children may understand.
求主帮助这些老师呢，简单的、清楚的来教导你的话语，好叫这些孩童们能够来明白你的话语。
We pray, O Lord, that some of these children may find salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ this evening.
我们求主今天晚上其中一些孩童能够在主耶稣基督里面找到救恩。
We pray also, O Lord, for ourselves that some in our midst may also find salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也为着我们自己祷告，求主今天晚上呢，也希望有我们在座的一些人呢，能够找到在主耶稣基督里面找到救恩。
Cleanse the lips and heart, O Lord, of thy unworthy servant, for the proclamation of thy inerrant, infallible, divinely inspired and preserved word of everlasting life.
求主洁净你不配的这个仆人，好叫他能够来到这个圣殿的时候呢，能够传讲你毫无谬误绝无错误的这个话语。
We commit, O Lord, the rest of this worship service unto your loving hand.
我们将这个崇拜会的一切交托在主你的圣手当中。
May thou continue to bless us for Jesus' sake.
为着主耶稣基督的缘故，求你继续的赐福给我们。
Quieten our hearts and grant to us attentive ears.
安静我们的心，叫我们能够专心的听。
That we may all receive thy word with joy and with gladness.
让我们用喜乐的和喜悦的心来领受你的话语。
And may the word of everlasting life not return unto thee void, but accomplish all that thou hast purposed it.
愿你的永生的话语呢，能够不会能够改变我们的生命。
For this we ask with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. A very warm good evening to one and all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名呢，热烈的欢迎大家来到这里。
If you are here with us for the first time, we extend to you a very warm welcome.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中呢，我们非常欢迎你。
The biblical text for our consideration this evening is taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 18.
今天我们的讲题的经文呢，是取自希伯来书第二章第十四到十八节。
It is the same passage that was read a moment ago during responsive reading.
我们刚才在起应读经的时候就读了这段经文。
It is found in your program.
也在这个节崇拜的程序表里面。
There are two events that the world celebrate.
那么这个世界呢，他们会庆祝两个不同的日子。
One of them is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which the world describes as Christmas.
那么这个世界会庆祝的呢，是圣诞节，也就是纪念我们主耶稣基督的诞生的日子。
The second is the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, which the world calls Easter.
那么第二个日子呢，就是复活节。
Why are these two events so important that the world would remember?
为什么这两个日子那么重要，以至于这个世人呢会记得这两个日子呢？
Of course, the world has distorted the true significance of these two events.
当然，这个世人呢，已经曲解了这两个日子的这个意义。
In the case of the first coming of Christ, to them, Christmas is Santa Claus and Christmas trees.
那么，圣诞节也就是主第一次再来、第一次来的这个日子呢，对世人来说呢，也不过只是圣诞老人和这个圣诞树。
In the case of Easter.It is the Easter bunny and Easter eggs.
那么复活节呢，对他们来说只有复活蛋还有兔子。
But for us as believers, it is far, far more significant than the Easter bunny or the Easter eggs.
但是对我们基督徒而言呢，复活节是更胜于所谓的复活蛋和兔子的。
On that blessed day, it was the day that God destroyed Satan.
就在那一天呢，神败坏了撒旦。
Why must God wait for that particular day to destroy Satan?
为什么神要等到那一天来败坏撒旦呢？
Satan or the devil, he was created by God.
撒旦或者说是魔鬼，他是神所创造的。
He was not the devil when God first created him.
当神起初造他的时候呢，他并不是魔鬼。
Satan means an adversary. The devil means he is a slanderer.
那么撒旦的意思呢是敌人的意思，而魔鬼的意思呢就是一个会诋毁人的意思。
When God first created him, he was called Lucifer.
那么当神第一次当神创造撒旦的时候，他的名字叫路西菲。
He wanted to be like God. He sinned against God.
那么这个路西法呢，就希望呢成为神。
God cast him out of heaven onto the earth.
那么神就将他从天堂呢，就是贬到了这个世上。
He did something that was very impactful in the lives of all human beings.
而这个撒旦呢，做了一件事情呢，是对我们所有的人类呢，造成了很大的影响的。
He deceived mankind.
他欺骗了人类。
Eve succumbed to his deception.
夏娃呢就受骗了。
She sinned against God.
他就因此而得罪了神。
She was used by Satan to lead Adam into sin as well.
他在撒旦的指引之下呢，也使到亚当呢也犯了罪。
And by that very, very act,All human being has now been plunged into a state of sin.
那么因此呢，所有的人类呢，就因此都陷在罪里面。
This state of sin is evidenced all around us.
那么我们在我们周围呢，都可以看到罪的这个证据。
We do not like the word sin.
我们不喜欢这个字罪。
We like to be told that we are perfect.
我们喜欢人家告诉我们说我们是完美的。
We like to think that we have done enough good deeds on earth to cancel out our bad deeds.
我们希望我们在这个世上所做的一些善事呢，能够抵消我们所做的一些错事。
But if we are honest with ourselves, we know that that is not true.
但是我们如果诚恳以认真的来看待这个事情的时候呢，我们知道这不是真理。
Man cannot cancel his bad deeds by doing good deeds.
我们不能通过做善事来抵消我们所做的错事。
The reason is very logical and simple.
因为这个理由是非常有逻辑性，而且非常简单的。
These hands of ours are stained by sin.
我们的双手呢，沾满了这个罪。
Everything we touch stained by sin.
我们所碰的一切呢，也沾满了罪。
How can we therefore do anything good?
那我们还能做什么善事呢？
It may have the appearance of goodness, but it has been badly stained by sin.
表面上可能是好的事情，但是却是沾满了罪。
There is no exception.
没有例外的。
Every one of us is born in sin.
我们每一个人呢，没有例外的，都是在罪里面生出来的。
The moment we begin to exist, we are already sinners.
当我们存在的时候，我们就已经是罪人了。
Even before we go to school, we are already sinners.
当我们上学之前呢，我们也已经是罪人了。
The evidence is seen in our babies and our toddlers.
我们在我们的婴孩呢，小孩子身上就可以看到这些证据。
And when they grow up and they learn the difference between the right hand and the left hand, they will now also sin willfully.
那么当他们长大知道能够分辨左右的时候呢，他们也知道怎么样通过自己的意志来去做不好的事情。
And the final evidence to prove that we are all sinners is the fact that we die.
那么最后一个证据来证明我们是罪人呢，就是我们最后都会死亡。
This thing called death, the Bible says, is man's last enemy.
那么死亡呢，圣经告诉我们是人最后最终的这个敌人。
God could easily cast devil into the lake of fire without sending Jesus Christ to die for us.
那么神呢，可以很容易的就把这个撒旦贬到这个火焰之中，不需要就是差遣他的独生子耶稣基督来为我们而死。
But there would be a very big problem.
但是其中呢，会出现一个很大的问题。
The big problem is that every human being will also die and end up together with Satan in the lake of fire.
这个大问题就是所有的人类呢，最终也是会死，然后呢，就会跟这个撒旦一样被贬到这个火焰中。
Because of his deception, man fell into sin.
因为撒旦的欺骗呢，所有的人类都犯了罪。
And man, because of the deception, now dies.
那么人类呢，因为受骗呢，结果最终会死亡。
And the devil now is the prince of this world.
那么这个魔鬼呢，是这个世界的王子。
He has limited power, but it was enough power to have power over death.
虽然他的能力是有限的，但是他却有能力使我们死亡。
That means he has power over your life and my life.
对于我们的生命呢，他是有能力的。
Even though he does not have absolute total power, it is power enough.
但虽然他的能力不是绝对的，但是还是有一定的能力的。
That's how the Bible described him in the last part of verse 14, isn't it?
这就是圣经在十四节的最后部分呢，这样子解释。
He's called the devil, isn't it? It's found in verse 14.
第十四节的最后告诉我们，他是魔鬼。
And he is said to have power of death.
他是能够借着死，他是掌死权的。
Over your life and my life.
他是掌死权的，他对我们的生命呢，他有着这样的一个权利。
God cannot just simply sweep your sins and my sins under the carpet.
那么神不能够这么轻易的就把我们去除我们的罪。
Because you and I have broken God's Ten Commandments.
因为我们都违背了神的十诫。
God says, "Thou shalt not lie." We have lied many times.
神说你不能够说谎，但是我们很多时候都说谎了。
God says, "Thou shalt not steal." We have stolen many times.
神说我们不能够偷窃，但是我们很多时候也偷了。
God says, "Thou shalt not murder." We have murdered many times whenever we get angry without a cause.
那么神说我们不能够杀害别人，但是当我们在没有理由的情况下发脾气呢，也算是犯了这个罪。
So if God were to just simply send all of us to heaven, without someone paying the penalty, Satan will accuse a finger at God.
那么如果神没有付出任何的没有让任何的人来付出代价然后把我们全部都提到这个天堂的话，那么这个魔鬼呢，他就会来指责上帝了。
He will say that how can you send them to heaven? They are all sinners.
他就会质问上帝说，你怎么可以把所有的人都带回这个天堂呢？因为他们都是罪人啊。
They have all broken your law.
他们都犯了罪，他们都违背了你的诫命。
It was a standard that you have set, God.
这个魔鬼会质问神说，这是你所设下的标准啊。
And every one of them deserve death and they need to join me in the lake of fire.
那魔鬼也会说，他们所有的人呢都配得死，他们所有的人都应该跟我一样下到地狱和这个火焰中。
This is the devil's argument.
这是这个魔鬼的这个辩解。
And do you know something?
那你知道吗？
He is right.
他说的是对的。
The devil is correct, isn't it?
魔鬼说的是对的，不是吗？
How can you and I in this state of sin be suitable for heaven?
那如果我们还在罪里的话，我们怎么可能会上天堂呢？
When Satan sinned, God cast him out of heaven.
那么当这个撒旦犯罪的时候呢，神就把他贬出了这个天堂。
How can we remain in this state of sin and be found in heaven?
如果我们继续在罪里面，我们怎么可能到天堂去呢？
Unless you and I can get rid of our sins.
除非我们能够去除我们的罪。
Unless we can deal with our sins.
除非我们可以去处理我们的罪。
But what is the price for the sins that we have committed?
但是我们所犯的罪，我们的代价是什么呢？
Can you pay the price?
你能够付出这个代价吗？
What is the price when you sin against another human being?
你就是得罪了别人的话，另外一个人的话，你所付出的代价又是什么呢？
If you have stolen some money, you pay back the money and you may still have to go to jail for a certain period of time.
如果你偷了别人的钱，你必须归还你所偷的钱，然后你可能也会因此而坐牢。
If you murder someone and you are caught, the price is you give your life.
那么如果你杀了人然后被抓的话呢，那你必须也付出自己的生命。
So there is a price that we can pay.When it comes to sinning against one another.
所以当我们得罪人的时候呢，我们是付得起这个代价的。
And since the person's most precious gift is his life, and if I take his life, I'm going to give my life.
所以这个人最宝贵的这个礼物就是他的生命。所以如果我杀了人呢，我就要用我自己的生命来去偿还。
But what price can we pay when we sin against God?
但是如果我们得罪了神，我们能够偿还怎样的代价呢？
Can we give of anything that is on this earth that is not already owned by God?
那么我们能够用这个世上的什么东西来偿还神吗？因为这世上所有的东西实际上都是属于神的。
You want to give gold or silver to pay God for your sins? You know that's worthless. He owned everything.
你要用金银来偿还你得罪你犯的罪吗？你知道这是不可能的，因为他们是没有价值的，在神的眼里呢，所有的东西都是属于他的。
God says there is one payment.
那么神说只有一种偿还的方式。
That you have to pay because you sin against me.
你必须偿还，因为你犯了罪。
Because when we sin against one another, we sin against God as well.
因为当我们彼此得罪的时候呢，我们也算是得罪了神。
And that penalty and that price is eternal punishment in hell itself.
那么那个惩罚还有我们的那个代价呢，就是永远的被贬到这个地狱去。
This is how God looks at sin.
这是神如何看待罪。
Sin is heinous.
罪是非常可怕的。
Don't treat sin lightly.
我们不能够轻慢它。
Man's standard is many sins are not criminal in nature.
那么人可能会说有很多罪并不是刑事罪。
But God's standard is far higher than man's.
但是神的这个标准呢是高于这个人的。
Please don't think that just because you have not been to prison that you are fine in your soul.
不要认为说我从来没有坐过牢呢，我的灵魂呢就是好的。
Even if you can live an entire life of 70 years without sinning.
即使你活了70年呢，都认为自己没有犯罪。
And then the last 10 seconds of your final moments on this earth.
那么到了最后的10秒钟呢
？All you need to do is to think in your mind how great you are, how proud you are.
那么如果你的最后十秒钟呢，你忽然间就在心里想说你自己多么的伟大，多么的骄傲。
That brief moment of sin is enough to send you to hell.
那么短暂的十秒钟呢，就足以让你下到地狱去。
This is God's standard.
因为这是神的标准。
And God's standard is non-negotiable.
而神的标准呢是不得商榷的。
This applies to all of us without exception.
这是我们每一个人都是没有例外的。
And every one of us will have to answer to God one day. This is what the Bible reveals to us.
那么圣经就告诉我们，我们每一个人呢，有一天就要来到神的面前呢，去交代我们的生命。
But there is one solution.
但是有一个方案，解决方案。
A solution whereby we do not need to pay the penalty of sin in our lives.
有一个方法就是我们不需要偿还，为了我们的罪而偿还。
If you can find a substitute who can die for your sins.
如果你能够找到一个替代品来为你的罪而死。
Can you find one on earth?
你能不能在这个世界上找到这样的一个替代品呢？
All of us are in the same state.
因为我们每一个人都是罪人。
No matter how much I love my wife, I can't die for her sins. I'm going to die for my own sins.
不论我多么爱我的妻子，我没有办法为她的罪而死，我必须为自己的罪而死。
I must find someone who doesn't need to die for his sins in order to be my substitute.
我必须找一个替代品，他不需要为了他自己的罪而死，然后他才能够代替我为我的罪而死。
That person has to be perfect.
而这个人必须是完美的。
That person has to be without sin.
他必须是无罪的。
That person's life has to be so infinite in value that he must be so valuable in the eyes of God to die enough for everyone.
那么在神的眼里呢，这个人的这个生命的价值呢，必须是无价的。
And there is only one person who could do that.
然后使到神能够接受他为我们而死，那么只有这样的一个人。
His name is Jesus Christ.
他的名字就叫做主耶稣，
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
God sent him into this earth to be a man.
神差遣他来到这个世上的做人。
That's the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas.
这就是耶稣的第一次来到这个世界上，也就是圣诞节。
He was born of the Virgin Mary.
他是童女玛利亚所生。
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
是借着圣灵的大能。
That means when he became a man, he was perfect and without sin.
也就是说，当他成为人的时候呢，他是完美无瑕，没有罪的。
That's what it means in verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 2.
这就是希伯来书第二章十四节所说的。
For as much then as the children, that is us, are partakers of flesh and blood, we are made of flesh and blood. He, that is Christ, Jesus Christ, also himself, likewise, took part of the same flesh and blood.
儿女既同有血肉之体，所谓的儿女就是指的是我们，我们都是血肉之体。那么他就是耶稣，也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
He became like one of us.
他成为了我们其中一人。
He took on a human flesh.
他是采用了这个他是以人的形象来到这个世上。
He lived on this earth for 33 and a half years.
他活在这个世界上呢33年。
When he was 30 years old, he began his ministry.
33年半，那么他
He began his ministry 33 years old. 30 years old.
他在三十岁的时候呢，就开始了他在世上的事工。
And when he was 30, he began his ministry and he obeyed all the laws of God on our behalf.
那么他为着我们呢，就守了神所有的诫命。
And then finally, he was led to the cross to be crucified.
最后呢，他就到了这个十字架上为我们而死。
That means he went to the cross to die for your sins and for my sins.
他死在十字架上是为了你的罪和我的罪。
This morning we had a seminar on the final seven sayings of Jesus Christ.
那么今天早上呢，我们有一个查经班呢，我们的讲题呢就是基督的最后的所说的七句话。
The person asked, "Why must Jesus Christ such a humiliating and bloody and painful death?"
那么有人就问说，为什么耶稣基督要如此惨死呢？
Why can't he just simply live and then die in a very wonderful, comfortable bed like a king? He was a king, wasn't he?
那么耶稣基督既然是王的话，为什么他不能就是好好的活着，然后好好的死去，舒适的死去呢？
Why did God allow Jesus Christ to stand before Pilate?
为什么神要让这个耶稣来到这个比拉多的面前呢？
To be subjected to a wicked pilot like him.
为什么要受这样一个恶人的审判呢？
Why did God allow Jesus Christ to have his whole forehead pierced by a crown of thorns?
那么为什么神要允许耶稣呢戴上荆棘的冠冕呢？
So that the blood will flow down his face.
使得他的血呢沿着他的脸流下来呢？
Why did God have to allow them to punch him and to whip him?
为什么神要让那些人呢来鞭打他，来揍他呢？
Why did God allow the back of the Lord Jesus Christ to be shred apart where you can see the bones?
为什么神要允许耶稣的背呢被抽打，以致看到骨头呢？
Why did God allow them to mock Jesus Christ by putting on him a royal purple robe?
为什么神要允许那些人呢给他披上紫色的袍来羞辱他呢？
Why did God allow Jesus Christ to be nailed onto the cross?
为什么神会允许耶稣基督被钉在十字架上呢？
And to hang on the cross as a public criminal, a spectacle, like a common criminal, for the whole world to look at and to stare and to laugh at.
被钉在十字架上好像是一个犯人一样，让所有的人来看。
We die a more comfortable death than Christ.
我们的死呢，比这个耶稣还要来得舒适。
Why did God the Father allow that to happen to Jesus Christ?
为什么我们的天父要允许基督这样子来死呢？
Why didn't he just die in a comfortable bed like a king in a palace?
为什么他不能像这个宫殿里面的王一样舒适的死去呢？
Because Jesus Christ need to die in that manner.
因为耶稣基督就是要必须这样而死。
Not only to fulfill prophecy, but to teach us a very important truth.
不仅是要来完成这个预言，而是他是要来履行那个诺言。
That important truth is the heinous nature of sin.
而且要来彰显一个非常一个真理，也就是说我们的罪是可怕的。
It was because of your sins and my sins that the Lord Jesus Christ had to endure that terrible, painful, humiliating death.
就是因为你的罪和我的罪，使得耶稣基督呢必须承受那么可怕的一种死法。
Remember one of the hymns sung by the choir?
你记得刚才诗班所唱的诗吗？
Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
当他们钉死我的主的时候，你可在那里？
Your sins and my sins were there.
你和我的罪呢，当时候就使耶稣死在十字架上。
We should be there.
我们是在那里。
That was meant for us.
因为他的死是为了我们。
That was meant for the sins that we committed against God.
他的死是因为我们犯了罪。
Jesus Christ did not have to endure not even one single act of humiliation and pain.
我们知道耶稣基督根本不需要去承受这样的一种羞辱和痛苦。
But he did it.
可是他却承受了。
And that's the meaning of the phrase that through death. He did it.
那也就是十四节所告诉我们的，他借着死，他为了我们而死。
To what purpose?
是为了什么呢？
That he might destroy the devil.
为的是要败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
So that the devil's power of death over your life and my life will now come to a swift conclusion.
也就是要让这个魔鬼所掌握的这个死权呢，不再能够有这个能力来掌管我们。
The day God destroyed Satan was the day Jesus died.
那么神败坏撒旦的日子呢，也就是耶稣基督为我们死的日子。
That's why we are here tonight.
所以今天晚上我们来到这里。
To thank God for sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
我们要感谢神差遣了耶稣基督来为了我们的罪而死。
And to destroy the devil so that we don't have to be afraid of the devil.
要感谢他败坏了那撒旦，好叫我们不需要再对付这个魔鬼。
Are you afraid of death?
你害怕死亡吗？
Verse 15 says, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came to die to deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
15节告诉我们，耶稣基督来到这世上为我们的罪而死，是为了要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
I think we are all afraid of death.
我相信我们大家都害怕死亡。
We all try our best to extend our life here on earth.
我们都竭尽所能的希望延长我们的寿命。
We all want to push death as far away as possible.
我们希望这个死亡呢离我们越远越好。
So we eat healthy.
所以我们吃得健康。
We pop in a lot of pills, a lot of vitamins.
我们吃很多的维他命。
When the doctor says your cholesterol is high, you must take this medicine. We listen obediently.
当医生说你的胆固醇很高，你必须吃这些药物的时候呢，我们就非常的听话，就吃了。
Somehow we think that by all that we do on this earth, we can push death away.
我们就以为说我们做这些事呢就能够免于死亡。
You know you only delay it, isn't it?
你知道，你清楚的知道我们只能够延迟死亡。
And you know that sometimes you can't even delay it.
那么有时候呢我们连延迟死亡都没有办法。
Because death is not in your hands.
因为死亡这个权力呢并不掌控在我们的手中。
If death knocks, we die.
如果有一天死神呢来敲门的时候呢，我们就死了。
And you know death is no respecter of person. He doesn't care whether you're a king or a pauper.
你知道死亡呢，不管你是国王还是一个贫困的乞丐呢。
He doesn't care whether you're young or old.
或者你是老的或少的。
If he knocks on your heart's door, you die.
当他来的时候呢，你就是就要死了。
The fact that we are alive is only because of God's grace and God's mercy.
我们活着呢，是靠着神的恩典和怜悯。
Because we are all sinners, we deserve death.
因为我们都是罪人，我们配得一死。
The fact that death did not come immediately or yesterday is because of God's mercy.
我们目前尚且未死呢，是因为神的恩典和怜悯。
Don't presume that the mercies of God is of infinite value.
我们不可以就是理所当然的认为说神的恩典和怜悯呢是无限的。
Don't presume that you even have the strength to go through this year.
我们不能以为我们能够活着度过今年。
We can't even presume that we have the strength to go through the week.
我们根本连根本也没有办法确定我们能够活过这个礼拜。
Not even the strength, the assumption to think that we can go through tonight.
我们连今天能否过完今天呢都无法确定。
You're afraid of death?
你害怕死亡吗？
If we are honest with ourselves, we all better say yes.
如果你诚实的对待这个问题的话，我们的答案应该都是是的。
Because if we die in our sins, we end up in hell.
因为如果我们在罪里死了的话呢，我们就会去到地狱去。
Hell is a terrible place of great pain and torment.
这个地狱呢是充满了非常可怕的这个痛苦和折磨的。
We don't even want to wish our worst enemy to be found in hell.
我们甚至连这个我们最可怕的敌人都不希望他们会下到这个地狱去。
If you are in a state of sin and your sin continue to remain in your life, it is like a big, large sword hanging over your head, about to drop anytime.
那么，如果我们继续活在罪里呢？我们继续的犯罪呢，就好像有一把刀呢，就悬挂在我们的头上，随时会掉下来。
That is the meaning of the word bondage.
那么，这就是所谓的
All our lifetime subject to bondage. Verse 15.
就是所谓的就是我们这些因为怕死所以变成这个死的奴仆的人。
All our lifetime subject to this bondage, this terrible, terrible sword that is called death hanging over our heads.
我们一生呢就因为怕死而成为了奴仆。
But the Bible tells us that the day God destroyed Satan was also the day God delivered this fear from us.
但是神告诉我们呢，当神败坏魔鬼的那一天呢，也就是他释放这个我们的那一天。
You know that Christians are not afraid of death.
你知道基督徒并不害怕死亡吗
？Because we know that when we die, we are in heaven.
因为我们知道我们死后呢，就会上天堂。
We know that when we breathe our last breath, absent from this body, present with my Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道，当我们呼这最后一口气的时候呢，我们虽然我们的身体虽然就死了，但是我们的灵魂呢，却是与主同在的。
That is what it means to deliver them who all their lifetime have been under the bondage of fear.
这就是所谓的释放
The bondage of death, the fear of death.
被释放从这个怕死的这个捆绑里面被释放出来。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
That's why God sent Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, to take on the form of a man, not an angel.
所以神差遣耶稣来到这个世上呢，是以人的形象，而不是以天使的形象。
If God wants to save angels, Jesus has to be an angel.
如果神要救的是天使的话呢，那么耶稣就会以天使的形象来到这里。
Did not save angels. Angels, the moment they sin, they remain in the state of sin and they are all bound for hell and the lake of fire.
但是神要救的不是天使，神要如果天使犯了罪呢，他们都会下到地狱去。
But Jesus Christ took on the form of a man.
但是耶稣呢是以人的形象来到这个世上。
That's what verse 16 says.
这就是十六节告诉我们的。
Not just any man, but the seed of Abraham.
不仅是任何人的形象，而是亚伯拉罕的后裔的这个形象。
That means Jesus Christ came according to God's prophecies.
也就是耶稣基督呢，是按着神的预言来到这世上的。
And what did He do for us?
他为我们做了些什么呢
？Not only has God delivered us from hell and death, God now has opened heaven's door for us to enter in.
那么神不仅是把我们从这个死和这个罪的捆绑里面释放出来，他也为我们开启了这个永生的大门。
That's the meaning of verse 17 and 18.
这就是十七和十八节的意思了。
Wherefore in all things it behooved him, which means it profited him to be made like unto his brethren, that is when he became a man, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
那么十七节说，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
We cannot approach God without going through a priest.
那么我们不能够来到神的面前，如果没有这个祭司的话，我们没有办法来到神的面前。
The priest that we all go through is called the high priest.
那么我们是必须借着这个大祭司来到神的面前。
And Jesus Christ is our high priest.
那么主耶稣基督就是我们的大祭司。
That's why whenever we pray, it is always in Jesus' name.
所以当我们祷告的时候，都是靠着主耶稣的名。
Because we can't even pray to God in our own name, even as Christians.
因为我们不能借着自己的名呢来向神祷告。
We can only go through God, go to God through Jesus Christ.
我们只能来我们来到神的面前呢，是必须借着主耶稣基督的。
Our entire worship is through Jesus Christ.
我们整个崇拜呢，也是借着这个主耶稣基督的。
He is called the merciful and faithful high priest.
他被称为呢慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Merciful means he will take away that which you and I deserve. That would be the punishment.
慈悲呢，意思就是说他会除去我们配得的这个惩罚。
You deserve hell. He took away hell.
我们配得。
When he died for us.
我们应该被贬到地狱去，但是他为了我们而死，使到我们不需要再下到地狱去。
He is also called faithful because he can be trusted and believed. He will never lie.
他被称为忠信的是因为他不会说谎，而且他是我们可以信靠的。
And his duty is to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
那么他的职责呢，就是为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
That means he is the only one.Who can turn you and me who are sinners into saints?
他是唯一那个可以使我们从罪人变成圣人的。
He can turn us from being enemies of God to children of God.
使我们从原本是神的敌人呢，使我们变成神的儿女。
All you need to do is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你所要做的呢，就是相信主耶稣基督。
All you need to do is to acknowledge from your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.
你所需要承认的呢，也就是主耶稣基督为了我的罪而死。
All you need to do is to confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ that you are my Savior, O Lord, I have sinned against thee. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
你所需要做的呢，就是要向神忏悔，然后接受主耶稣作为你的救主。
It is as simple as that.
就是那么简单。
Because salvation cannot be by your works. Your works are stained by the sinful hands of yours.
我们不能借着做好事呢来得着救恩。
And because Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man, his death is of infinite value. He can save everyone.
因为耶稣呢是完全的神，完全的人，所以他能够拯救我们。
How do we know that God accepted what Jesus Christ has done for me?
那我们怎么知道神接受了、接纳了耶稣所为我们做的一切呢？
Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
因为神将这个耶稣基督从死里复活了。
On the third day after Jesus Christ died, God raised him from the dead.
就在耶稣死后的第三天呢，神将他从死里复活了。
That's why the churches consider this coming Lord's Day as the Resurrection Sunday.
所以这个教会呢，就把这个星期天呢视为复活的主日。
That is the stamp of approval from God that Jesus Christ has defeated death and defeated Satan or the devil on your behalf and on my behalf.
神就告诉了我们，他接纳了耶稣所做的功，然后他耶稣已经成功的救赎了我们的罪。
So that you don't have to be afraid of death.
然后他也为我们就是战胜了这个死亡和魔鬼，所以我们不再需要害怕死亡。
So that you can stare death in the face and you don't have to turn your eyes away.
所以我们可以直视这个死亡，不需要再害怕。
If Satan were to point an accusing finger and say that you have broken God's commandment,
当魔鬼指责我们说你违背了神的诫命的时候，
your reply will now be very simple.
那我们的回答呢是非常简单的了。
You are right, I have broken God's commandment.
我们的回答会是你是对的，我违背了主的诫命。
But my Lord Jesus Christ had paid the penalty on my behalf.
但我主耶稣基督呢，为我的罪呢，已经付出了代价。
Now I have been washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我已经因着主耶稣基督的血呢，被洁净了。
All the sins that I have committed, God has washed them away.
我所有的罪呢，都因着主的宝血呢，而洗净了。
Now God says, we are now just and holy in His sight.
那么神说，现在呢，我们在他面前呢，是称义的。
And because we are now just and holy, we are no more stained by sin. We are now fit for heaven.
那么因为我们是圣洁的，我们是称义的，我们就能够到天堂去。
That's the meaning of the word make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
那就是十七节最后的 那句话说为百姓的罪献上挽回祭
的意思了。We are now reconciled with God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. No more his enemies.
我们现在不再是神的敌人，因为主耶稣基督的宝血挽回了我们所有的罪。
You struggle with temptations?
你是否因着不同的试探呢而感到这个挣扎呢？
Jesus Christ as the high priest understands.
我们的主耶稣基督作为我们的大祭司，他明白我们经历的。
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor, that is to help them that are tempted.
十八节说他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Jesus Christ as our high priest understands your struggle.
主耶稣基督作为我们的大祭司呢，他明白我们的挣扎。
He walked on this earth and he was tempted in all points just as we are, but he was not a sinner. He did not sin.
他活在这个世界上的时候呢，也备受试探，但是他没有罪。
And by his death, he opened heaven's door that all may enter in.
借着他的死呢，他开启了天堂的之门，让我们所有的人都有能够有这个机会呢进入天国。
Dear friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, you are walking on thin ice.
那么，亲爱的朋友呢？如果你今天还没有来接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的话呢，你现在就如同走在这个死亡线上。
And underneath you are the fires of hell.
因为这条线上的下面呢，就是这个地狱的火焰。
You can drop through anytime.
你随时都会从这条线上掉下来。
All these could be avoided. You can walk on solid ground. You can walk and enter into heaven if only you would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但这一切是有一个解决方案的，只要你相信主耶稣基督，这一切就能够，你就能够到天堂去。
God loved you.
神爱你。
Even though there is nothing lovely in any one of us for God to love, and yet He loved us.
虽然我们并不可爱，但是神却爱我们。
He loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to take on the form of a man, to be crucified, to be persecuted and humiliated, to die on the cross for your sins and my sins.
他如此爱我们，甚至差遣他的独生子来到这个世上，以人的形象来到这里呢，为我们的罪蒙受。许多的这个痛苦和羞辱，好叫我们能够上天堂去。
To destroy the devil who has power over death.
因着耶稣呢，来败坏那掌控死权的魔鬼。
To deliver us from the fear of death.
来释放我们脱离那个死的恐惧。
And to open heaven's door that you may enter in.
并且开启天堂之门呢，好叫我们能够进入。
This, dear friends, is Easter.
这才是所谓的复活节了。
That is why we are here this evening.
所以今天晚上我们来到这里。
To remember the great love that God has for us.
我们要纪念神对我们的大爱。
To remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who gave his life and his shed blood for us.
要纪念主耶稣基督为了我们的罪而死，为我们的罪而流血。
May God stir within our hearts that first love.
愿神在我们心里呢，重燃我们对他起初的爱。
May all of us who call ourselves Christians examine our lives, how we have lived for the Lord Jesus Christ, because He has died for us.
让我们自称为基督徒的呢，要自己反省，我们是否为主而活了呢
？Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们充满慈悲怜悯的天父。
May Thy Holy Spirit speak to every heart.
求主你的圣灵打动我们的心。
We pray, O Lord, for some in our midst who are still outside Christ.
我们为着我们当中还未信主的人祷告。
May Thou reach deep down into their very heart, O Lord, and bring conviction into their soul of how they need to receive Jesus Christ into their life.
求主感动他们的心，叫他们知道他们需要接受主耶稣作为他们的救主。
So that they may be delivered from the fear of death and death itself.
好叫他们能够脱离死的恐惧和死的捆绑。
O Lord, may Thou be merciful.
求主怜悯我们。
May Thou save some sinners unto Thyself.
求主拯救一些罪人。
That they may experience Thy love in their hearts.
好叫他们能够来经历你的爱。
O Lord, cause them to confess and receive Jesus Christ into their lives from their hearts.
求主帮助他们来忏悔，并且接受主耶稣基督进入他们的心。
We pray, O Lord, for all of us who call ourselves Christians.
我们为着所有的基督徒祷告。
May Thy Holy Spirit bring conviction into our hearts as well.
愿圣灵感动我们的心。
How many areas of our lives that need the sanctifying power of the blood of our Savior?
叫我们来知道我们生命中有哪一些需要被洁净的。
O Lord, forgive us of all our sins.
愿主你原谅我们一切的罪。
Stir within our hearts the first love that we may love thee afresh.
重燃我们心里对你的起初的爱。
Help us, O Lord, that we may love thee with all our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind.
让我们尽心尽力尽意尽性的来爱你。
And that this life may be lived to the praise and glory of thy holy name.
好叫我们的生命呢能够继续了来称颂你的名。
Bless us, O Lord, as we partake of the Lord's table.
当我们来擘饼纪念主的时候求主赐福给我们。
May thy Holy Spirit minister to every heart.
愿你的圣灵继续的来感动我们的心。
Hear us, O Lord, for Jesus' sake. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and pray.
求主因着主耶稣基督的名来听我们的祷告。奉主耶稣基督的名，我们这样祷告。
Amen. Amen.